name. Now, Tom Boyle, let me tell you, me magically delicious Lucky Charms. You skip the milk and soak 'em direct in whiskey. Tom shoved the leprechaun roughly back into the briefcase. He had better things to do than listen to the crazed ramblings of a cereal-addicted marshmallow junkie. Some manatee commandos hovered into the resort in their power armor, led by Muffy Sparkles Wobbler, who was chewing her bubblegum in a loud and most satisfied manner.
Just like I told you guys, here's your culprit. She gestured at Jeff Conundrum. He's all yours.
No, no, not manatee justice, please. Send me back to hell instead.
Wendell's roughnecks grabbed Conundrum by his neon glowing suspenders and dragged him away as he kicked and struggled.
You'll still lose, Tom. Nobody's customer service is good enough to fix this mess.
But manatees have no patience for gloating supervillain laughs, so they accidentally banged Jeff's head against the doorframe on the way out. Tom looked around, past the cowering world leaders and flattened dolphins, through the broken window. The golf course still burned. The president had wandered in and was composing a snarky tweet. It would be all over social media. Sadly, Jeff was right. This claim was a big mess, and it would take a lot of work to satisfy these customers. But it was moments like this which separated outstanding insurance agents from the merely great.
It's time to roll up our sleeves, team.
Epilogue. Mandatory overtime. Several grueling hours later, Tom was alone on Home Office World, putting the finishing touches on the settlement paperwork and thinking about his productive work day. Since they were so fiscally responsible, the manatees had accepted full responsibility for all the damages they had caused against all non-dolphin actors. So they didn't even need to go to arbitration. Because of the exchange rate between Wendell's ultra-high-tech homeworld and Jimmy's relatively backward Earth, it didn't even cost them much. The manatees repaired the Mar-a-Lago golf course for less than their daily lettuce budget. But then it had gotten personal. The negotiations had almost broken down over the pain and suffering payouts. Both sides were proud, hard-headed negotiators, and both had been wronged. A respected neutral statesman had been brought in from off-world to mediate. Adam Baldwin was paid handsomely for his time. Eventually, it was decided that the president of Earth 169-J-00561 would be compensated for the pain and suffering caused by his infamous typo with a one-year supply of Kentucky Fried Velociraptor Extra Crispy Taco Bowls, a settlement which, Tom had to admit, he was a little envious of. Carl, the Secret Service agent, was able to keep his job. The Secretary of Defense declared today to have been his finest round of golf he'd ever played. Tom had no idea what happened to Justin Trudeau, but he usually did not concern himself with world leaders from any country which did not at least have its own aircraft carrier. Harambe the gorilla from Earth 984-A-3256 had in fact been fired from his bouncer job due to the bus incident, but Tom recognized talent when he saw it. After interviewing with Muffy, it was decided the gorilla would start on Monday as their new HR manager. The dolphin homeworlds disavowed the fanatical dolphin separatists hired as mercenaries by Jeff Conundrum. They also said they had no idea what Tom was talking about when he brought up all those offended one-star reviews. Tom remained suspicious of their denials. Even though his evil company merger deal had fallen apart overall, KoreaTech Prime had been very pleased with the outcome of his Level 10 claim. He ended up making a great deal of money that afternoon selling anti-human weapon systems to the manatees and anti-manatee weapon systems to the humans in preparation for potential future conflicts. Then he'd secretly made even more money under the table selling both types of weapons to some really vengeful dolphins. The interdimensional Lord of Hate was kind of a dick like that. As for rogue insurance agent Jeff Conundrum, he'd been taken to the dreaded manatee black site prison known only as Under Gitmo, which, despite the name, was actually beneath a lake in Minnesota. In order to thank his rescuers and to apologize for his followers' over-enthusiastic vigilante behavior, Wendell the manatee had thrown a pool party and invited all the humans who had been so terribly wronged. All of the supermodels and rock stars who followed Wendell on Twitter also attended. Tom was not a fan of such frivolity, but he had excused his exhausted team to go to the celebration. What the heck? They'd earned it, and it was the weekend. Everyone had a fine time. Despite Conundrum's best efforts, it appeared that customer satisfaction had been brought to the multiverse once more. Tom had briefly joined them at Mar-a-Lago Presidential Waterslide Park. However, he was too preoccupied with work to partake in the festivities. Jimmy, on the other hand, did not have that issue. He'd already declared himself beer pong champion of the multiverse, and then gotten into a drunken slap fight when he'd accused one of Wendell's posse of manatee-splaining. In his defense, Jimmy had been in a bad mood because it turned out all the contestants in the wet t-shirt contest were lady sea cows. Luckily, the fight had been broken up by the Swedish bikini team before anyone had been hurt. Frankly, Jimmy was totally unsuited for interdimensional insurance. Yet, somehow, he had still managed to save the day. There was no rational or logical explanation for that. It was enough to make Tom question his earlier decision to rehire Jimmy as his intern. But then, there had been a glimmer of hope. Tom had been having a co-worker-appropriate conversation with Muffy when someone had tossed a head of cabbage to the hungry manatees loafing in the pool. Jimmy had seen this and, without hesitation, sprung into action.
"Ambassador Cabgar, no!"
Jimmy leapt into the pool and began fighting to save what he'd wrongfully assumed was a potential client.
"Get your filthy snouts off of him!"
He tore a leaf from a manatee's mouth.
"You monsters, spit him out!"
He grabbed that manatee by the jowls and shook him.
"Spit? Give it! Bad water cow! Bad!"
It was in that moment that Tom understood. Though Jimmy may have only had one heart, it was in the right place. He was terrible at quite literally everything else, but Jimmy really did care about their customers. So Tom decided then and there that he would do everything in his power to help Jimmy achieve his true insurance potential. Of course, the manatee commandos did not like having their dinner interrupted by a drunken human, so they began to kick the living crap out of poor Jimmy.
"You think maybe we should step in before they drown him, Mr. Stranger?"
"No, I think we shall consider this a teachable moment. Have a pleasant weekend, Ms. Wobbler."
"I'll see you Monday,"
Muffy said as she wandered off to try to get Adam Baldwin's autograph. And then Tom had returned to Home Office World to wrap up their paperwork. And late that night, as he made an addendum to subsection 14, paragraph 4, appendix J of the claim, Tom Stranger smiled, because he knew he had the best damn job in the multiverse.
This has been an Audible original publishing production of A Murder of Manatees, The Further Adventures of Tom Stranger, Interdimensional Insurance Agent. Written by Larry Correa. Performed by Adam Baldwin. Executive producers Steve Feldberg and Mike Charzik. Directed by Chris Sacco. Mixed and mastered by Brett Lubensky. Copyright 2017 by Larry Correa. Sound recording copyright 2017 by Audible Originals, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.